as part of the process of the days of Elul, excuse me, days of Elul, Yom Neroyim, we're familiar that the prominence is given to the mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is the topic of the day. But tshuva is always spoken about in the context of the Musar Shmuz. You know, tshuva is got to do tshuva, got to change, grow, etc. Rabbi Nyman suggested to me we talk about the topic of tshuva in the context of halachas here. What are the halachas of tshuva? Tshuva is a mitzvah in the Torah, like any other mitzvah, and it has halachas, so let's talk about the halachas of tshuva. So I just want to start today and just mention the source for the mitzvah, what exactly is the source of the mitzvah of tshuva in the Torah. And we'll mention three sources for the mitzvah of tshuva in the Torah. The Ramban, the Rambam says one, the Ramban says the second one, the Ben Yonah says the third one. The Rambam, when he says the source for the mitzvah of tshuva, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, he says that the mitzvah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, L'hisvados al avonos v'chatoyim, we should admit our averes, shekotanu lifnei hakel, which we sin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loimer oisam imat tshuva, and we say them together with tshuva. So there has to be a process of vidui and tshuva. And the Rambam, in his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam said there's one mitzvah, this, the halachas of Hilchos Tshuva explain one mitzvah, the mitzvah of doing tshuva and saying vidui. The Ramban, in his Pirush in Chumash, in Devarim Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph, so the parasha before that talks about, it's going to come in the future, there's going to come a time where you're going to do tshuva, and it says, Ki mitzvah azor, said, this is a mitzvah. So the Torah writes it as a fact, you're going to do tshuva, and then it says it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. So the Torah writes it as a fact because Hashem is promising we will do this, we will correct ourselves, we will do tshuva. But the Torah also points out that it's a mitzvah, uses the language of mitzvah to point out that it's a mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Dalad, in Ois Yud Zayin, says the pasuk says Mekol Chatosichem Lifnei Hashem Titoru by Yom Kippur. So he understands Lifnei Hashem Titoru, in standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a mitzvah to be matar yourself. You have a mitzvah to cleanse yourself. Mitzvah Asei Ala Shuvah. This is a mitzvah Asei to do Shuvah. Shenach Basad Derechenu Menach Kerda Menashuvah El Hashem B'Yom Kippur. He says the Ikar mitzvah is that even though the mitzvah applies constantly, there's an extra mitzvah to do it on Yom Kippur. The Rambam also talks about this, we'll see the Rambam also says there's a special mitzvah of tshuva in conjunction with Yom Kippur. So there are three sources in the Rishonim for the mitzvah. Let's mention one more, there's a Mesher Chachma in the Parashas, I think it's Vayelech, and he points out that the Iker step of tshuva is correcting yourself and stopping to do the Aveira, that's incumbent upon you from the mitzvah itself. So don't eat shreif. So I'll do tshuva, stop eating shreif. Obviously you have to stop eating shreif because every time you eat shreif, you're doing an aveira. So obviously you must correct the problem and not do aveira again. So the ikar mitzvah of tshuva, of correcting yourself, is obviously part of the original mitzvah to start with. Person not putting on tefillin. So he does tshuva, he starts putting on tefillin. Obviously he has to put on tefillin. Teres has put on tefillin. So what exactly is the special kiddush of tshuva? That's a discussion which the Mesher Chachma talks about. But we want to point out, besides the special mitzvah of doing tshuva, the original mitzvah which a person is not doing, it's, that itself behooves the person, forces the person to correct himself. Have a good morning.